We are piling on the layers, but are we doing enough to protect ourselves and especially our children in the bitter cold air out there, especially if you're going to be waiting for a bus like some kids will and some adults are? Helping us out this morning, as he does in cases like this, Dr. Eric Schobitz, one of the few people who continue to make house calls. He's a pediatric emergency department physician at Adventist Healthcare Shady Grove Medical Center. Doc, this is cold. How dangerous is it?
Oh, Mike and John, it is cold, like Lauren said. I mean, it was 6 degrees when I left my house up in Clarksburg today. It's just cold, and it's going to be that way. This is winter. It is dangerous. We do see hypothermia that's out there. If it's cold enough to crack a metro rail, like you were just saying, it's certainly cold enough to cause problems for kids. But there are simple things that we can do. It's a little acronym that they talk about, just cold. So cover, overexertion, layers, and dry. So it's an easy thing you can think of with your kids. So covering them would be, put a hat on them. The majority of the heat you lose is from your head. Little kids especially, like babies, they don't have very thick hair, and younger kids or, older adults, the same thing. When they're losing their hair, put a hat on, to keep it from using that. If you have something that'll cover the face and the neck too, that's great. For the little kids, putting them in mittens instead of gloves. The mittens are more effective at keeping the heat in because your fingers are in closer contact to each other.
But they're not cool.
Well, you know what? You can be cool or you can be cold.
Yeah, we can be cool another day.
But, if you're the parent, that's our choice, not theirs.
All right.
Of overexertion, you got to avoid the activities that cause you to sweat a lot, because that's what's going to cause you to, you sweat a ton when you're working out. The wind comes, it freezes you. Dress in layers, so loose-fitting, layered, lightweight clothing, making the outer stuff tightly woven water-repellent material is great. And then the inner stuff, either wool, silk, or polypro stuff, is wonderful. And then the last part is just keep dry. If you're wet and in wet clothing, it's time to get in and get changed.
How long should we, consider being outside ourselves or letting our kids be outside before we start to worry about not even necessarily hypothermia, but, skin damage, like you said, frost nip, frostbite?
Well, the way I would look at it is this. If your child is starting to shiver, they need to come inside. So we're all going to be a little bit different with our heat tolerances and how well as parents dress the kids. So the onus is on us to watch them and say, okay, they're shivering, they got little blue lips, it's time to get in. It's time to get in before they start having problems. People can survive out in Minnesota and Montana where it's Arctic bitter cold because they are used to it and they dress their children well. They dress their children. It's time for us to say, okay, it's really cold, I can do this. Just dress them well. You should always have one more layer on the kid. So if you're looking at your infant or your young kid and saying, do I have enough? Look at how many layers you're wearing. They probably need at least one more.
No, this is good advice. Dr. Eric Schobitz, always appreciate you making a house call to help us out in times like this.